Welcome to the Family Matters series on Charisma News. I'm Marty Pieper, and I'm especially excited to introduce my guest today on this special Christmas edition of Family Matters. Allison Hottinger and Lisa Kalber are sisters, and they have created something. I told them a little while ago I don't want to call it a product, I want to call it a gift, but they have created a book that comes together with some other very special items, and it shares the true meaning of Christmas. So I'm excited to talk to both of them today and let them tell you the story of The Giving Manger. Welcome, Allison and Lisa. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you both.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, well, I'm just excited.
I was telling your publicist, who shared the information with me and actually shared your product with me, that I had already read about it and even told I'm a mother of five, but I'm a grandmother of one, and I had told my daughter that I had seen this and it looked like such a fantastic idea. So it just seemed like a natural fit for us to talk about this today. So anyway, now I have it in my hand. So tell me about it's called The Giving Manger. And you two are sisters, so where did this idea come from to develop this? What became a whole thing, I guess, as we say nowadays? It's a thing. So this is more than a book, it's more than a product, it's a thing.
It did become a thing for us. And what it started out with was my children were younger. I have five little ones, and they were just making Christmas lists like all kids do, but the lists kept getting longer and longer. And I just felt like that's what they were mostly focused on at Christmas, was just what they were going to get. And they wanted to be good so they could get presents. And I remember turning to my husband one day and just saying, this is not what I want Christmas to be about in our home. Mm. So as I said over the next few weeks, this something popped into my mind. And it was a memory from when I was a child. We actually had a neighbor, friend of mine. I was probably about 10 years old at the time. And I remember being at her house, and they had this really simple manger out on their mantle. Didn't have a nativity or anything around. It was just a manger. And I remember asking her, what's that for? And she said, oh, well, each time we do something nice for somebody else, we get to put a piece of straw in the manger. We try to make a soft bed for the baby Jesus. And I said, well, do you put a baby Jesus in at the end? And she said, no. And I said, okay. And then like 10-year-olds do, we ran off and played, and I never thought about it again until 20 years later when here I was with my own children. So I just remembered that. I thought, oh, that would be really great to bring into my home, that idea. So I got on the internet and looked up mangers and tried to find one that I could buy. And the only thing I could find was a full-size manger, like for animals, or like a part of a nativity set that was very tiny. So I'm like, neither of those work. I just need a simple manger. So I sent my husband out to the garage, and he made the first Giving Manger. And that Christmas, my kids weren't super excited at first. They were a little bit like, oh, wait, this is about presents. But slowly over that Christmas season, as we gave and as I served them and then they served others, their hearts really shifted, and it completely changed our Christmas season. And it's changed it so it's better in the way I want it to be every year since then. So that's kind of where it all started.
That's so exciting. Now, did she share that with you right away, one sister to the other? Is that how it did? So did you share it with your family as well, or how did it expand?
Yeah, so Allison did it the first year, and then she told me about it because I was struggling with the same thing. You know, she and I used to have very specific things we would have our kids watch because there weren't commercials for all the toys and things on it. You know what I'm saying? And so I remember when she mentioned, I was like, that is amazing. I have to do that this year. So she and her husband made them as gifts. And so it was really sweet and so great to get it. And then also for some of her other friends as well. So then that year we all kind of shared in that experience. And the funny part was so many people asked about it. And so many people said, oh, well, can I get like 8 more of those to Allison? So we, you know, obviously we talk, we're sisters, we talk every day, sometimes 3 times. Well, let's be honest, we talk a lot. So
I love that.
She kind of laughed because she's like, sis, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I feel like this might be, a product, you know, and she and I had done a little business before of baby slings in our, we had tiny, tiny babies, and it was a really great experience. We'd worked together and we knew we worked together well. But it really wasn't the best timing because I had recently been diagnosed with MS and Allison had 5 little kids. So we both, you know, when she came to me with it, she said, you know, I don't want to do this alone. And I said to her, I'm scared to do it with you because I don't ever want to not be able to be there for you if I get kind of sick again, and which we knew would happen. But so we really did. We prayed on it a lot, and we've had to really, really, I mean, it was one of those things that we just couldn't shake. And when
Allison, you knew it was from the Lord. It wasn't just, oh, I had this idea.
But I just remember thinking that having the ability to really, like, bring Jesus and, like, his example into people's homes the way that we loved it so much, I just remember thinking there were so many people that would love this idea, just with my different friends and things, too. So I'm so grateful to my sister coming to me and sharing it with me.
That sounds so perfect. Now, as a storyteller, because I'm a writer, I love the concept, but I also love that it came with a story. So, Allison, you're the author of the book. Did the story come to you the way you're telling me? You had the idea for the product, which came from this childhood experience, and then, so how did the book fit in with all of this?
That's actually a really great question, and I've never been asked it before, so I really appreciate it. So what happened was, I remember I told you about that moment with my friend where I said, where do you put a baby in the manger at the end? Like, I thought that there should be a moment back when I was even 10 years old. So as I did this with my family, I felt like there was 2 things missing. I felt like I needed a way to explain to families how to use this tradition and really help them feel something before they started so they'd really get inspired to do it. And then I knew it needed that baby at the end as the moment where you come together and you put that baby in this soft bed that you filled with service and love this year and talk about why we celebrate Christmas. So I knew before, after the first year with family, I knew it needed more, even though it was incredible. I knew those other 2 components. My degree is in English, but honestly, I had never written anything fiction in my life. I was more of a literature degree. So, but the funny thing was, I said to Lisa, I'm going to write it. I would like to write it. And I sat in the car one day, and I can't say anything more than that I had help from above, because the story came to me so quickly and so easily, and it's never happened to me again, and I don't know if it ever will. And it's a simple story, and it's a short story, and it is based somewhat on my family's experience, but it just really, I knew in that moment, and I kept having these feelings, even though, like Lisa said, I really actually didn't want to do this. I didn't want to. I have 5 small children, and Lisa had MS, and it just, the timing was terrible. But we both really just felt like this call to do it. And it's been such a blessing in our lives. It's hard. It's been so challenging. And there have been days when I think, why did we get asked to do this? But it's really those emails that we get and the comments and the pictures that are sent of people giving and their Christmases being changed. It's blessed our life more than I could ever have imagined.
I love it that it's set. Then the reason I was telling my daughter about it is there are secular traditions that are encouraged, so many secular traditions, and not that secular is necessarily bad because God's in charge of everything, but I loved it that this is a way of bringing the wonder of a Christ-centered Christmas into your home. And as you said, I know when our 5 were little or were younger, that is a challenge to keep because children and adults, we naturally like to focus on gifts, but it's been interesting to me to see how even my 3-year-old grandson loves the idea of helping someone else, and that is a key motivator for him. So anyway, I just think Great job on following Jesus and developing this, because there's so many pieces that I just love it that this is, I don't know if you thought of it as an alternative, but it is an alternative to some of the other things that are out there that clearly do not have a Christ-centered focus. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Now, this is the giving manger, and I know you already shared a part of it is giving the gift of kindness, giving the gift of kind deeds. Would you share some ideas for that? I know the book gives some of those, but share what, just for families, parents who may be listening, is this always what kind of gifts could a family or could individuals give? What are some of the suggestions you might have for them in terms of, obviously they're not going to give a huge gift every single day. So what kinds of things are we talking about?
Honestly, the greatest gift that you can give is your time. And so that was really, for us, we wanted to show the kids, you know, how when we do something for you, that's a gift, and modeling that behavior for them, which is the, you know, really the point is getting those kids so that they're coming up with the ideas on their own. And they're the ones thinking outside of themselves and seeing needs and seeing maybe somebody who sits alone at school and sitting next to them at lunch. Or, and I know it's a little more challenging right now, but, or just like writing a kind note and thanking your mother for doing something. We get a ton of fun and really creative ideas really from our customers because they share a lot of what they're doing on social media. So if I'm ever having a down day or a day where I'm just like, oh, I wish my Christmas wasn't so chaotic, all I have to do is get on social media and I just go see post after post of people who've tagged us and these amazingly sweet things that they're doing. I mean, one mom, her son just hand wrote all these little coupons that were things that he thought might be meaningful to people in the family. And they were just such cute little sweet ideas, but it's that initiative that they start to take. We love to do simple things like going to the grocery store and returning people's carts for them or holding the door for people all day. They can be so simple. And then as our kids have gotten older, it gets really fun to do things where, and we have a lot of this stuff, like I said, on our social media and website, and we do challenges with our customers. And, well, you go pick up a couple of poinsettias, maybe at like Walmart somewhere where they're like $5. And we love to go and drop things on people's doorsteps, ring the doorbell and run. And then you can kind of hide and watch and see their faces. And Allison's family this year was doing it to complete strangers just for fun.
Oh, and people need that this year. I would
absolutely.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of that this is coming out during a time when we couldn't have anticipated this, but this Christmas is a little bit a lot different. And the idea that you just said of dropping something off at the door, we probably have to do that more this year, but the pandemic, from what you're saying, doesn't have to keep us from doing those acts of kindness even outside our family.
Definitely.
Absolutely not. Yeah, no.
It's really the joy of our Christmas season. It really is. I mean, because we're thinking about others instead of just ourselves.
And it's so easy for us, I think, especially in this year. I know the Lord has convicted me of just being so, it's so easy when we're not seeing as many people to let that focus go more and more inward. And so I think this is a great way for not just as like lots of other things in our parenting life, we think we're teaching our children, but we're really teaching ourselves, or God is using it to teach us. Now, I know you mentioned sometimes doing family activities to bless other people. Could you share? Well, I guess you did say with the poinsettia, but are there some other, whether it's in pandemic or out of pandemic, what would be some examples of some of the family ways of giving that either you all have done or your customers have done using this?
Yeah, we can think of plenty. There's so many ideas. That's the fun thing is really, at first it feels a little bit overwhelming to think of ideas, and then you start to realize that the opportunities are really endless So a few things that we love to do are decorating somebody's or maybe with hearts, saying just a bunch of, like, we love you. We also love to bake a treat for people, drop it off. Lisa's family one year passed out candy canes while they were traveling at Christmas. And instead of giving it to all of the little children, her son decided to give them to all of the workers that were spending their holidays making sure everybody could get where they were trying to get. So the thing is, there's really, it was so sweet. So now we like to do that sometimes just at the grocery store. As we're walking down the aisles, I'll have my kids just give candy canes to people as we pass. So really, the amazing thing is there's opportunities everywhere. If you're looking, you can find them. And like we always say, it's simple. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. And service in your own home can be just as impactful and powerful. But we really try to encourage our kids to serve their communities, in their home, their neighbors, just kind of anywhere we see a chance, we try to do something for somebody else.
I love that so much. Now, I don't know if I've done, I don't think I've done a very good job of explaining because I was emphasizing the book, but the book isn't the only thing you get with this product or thing or gift or blessing of the Giving Manger. So what will you all, because I know you'll do better than I will you describe what comes with this whole set? Because that's what it really is a set. Now it's taken me a while to get to the right word. This is a set.
Absolutely. So yeah, it does come with a book, and the book is to get the kids really excited about the idea and just to kind of help them understand why it's so important and how your actions affect other people so much. Mm-hmm. And it also comes with the wooden manger. We like to set ours out in a really central place, and we try to make a little display of it, which makes it fun because then you're making, you know, Jesus the centerpiece of your Christmas. It comes with your little baby Jesus and your bundle of straw. And what you do is every time somebody does something kind, they just place one little piece of straw in the manger. And then slowly, as you work together, and it can be for an entire month or it can be for a week, whatever you decide, you're just working to make this soft bed for baby Jesus. And our favorite moment really is on Christmas Day, we bring out baby Jesus and we put him in the manger, and we take that opportunity to talk about not only everything that we've done and how we feel about it, but we also bring that back to Christ's life and why we're really celebrating and everything that he did, because he had big things and small things that he did, but he, you know, we have that amazing example, and we got to kind of walk in his footsteps as we did this. And we hope that the kids will really remember that and keep that going throughout the year.
I love that. It sounds like, and I'm picturing, because my children are grown now, this is something that will grow with the family. The acts of service in the beginning may be very small and simple, and they may stay simple, but I imagine they would look different from, let's say, a 14 or 16 year old as compared to a 2 or 3 year old. And even as adults, I can just picture this really multiplying. Is that what you're starting to see with the families you hear from, or even in your own family?
Definitely. That's what we get, lots of people asking us, when should we start? And we say anytime is good, whether your kids are little, whether you just have teenagers and maybe they're too old for some of the other traditions they used to do. There's never a time where this isn't a tradition that's good for people. We even have single adults or older couples that have teenagers in their home, because it really just blesses and changes the face of your Christmas. So we started when my kids were really little, and I have a few teenagers now, and it's been so fun to see the way that they serve now versus how they did in the past. So once my daughter gave me for Christmas one year a list of all of the things that I do for her, the ways that I give to her. And that was so impactful to me, that not only is she giving to people, but she's seeing the way that people help and serve her and gave that to me as a gift. It was like, oh my gosh, she gets it. It's working. She's slowly
yes,
and surely
any
learning.
Mom with me will know that's huge, especially from the teenager, right?
Yes, it is one of my greatest treasures now. And it was so sweet just that she sees the love and service that I give to her on a daily basis and recognized it and wanted me to know she knew. So that's one thing I love is they learn how to serve, but they also start to see the service. They see the good that other people do for them, and that's one blessing that comes from it as well.
Isn't that just like God to take what you started with and then multiply it to become an even greater blessing? So that's incredible. Well, is there anything else? Because we only have a short amount of time left for this podcast, but is there something else that one or both of you really wanted to share about the Giving Manger that I haven't asked you? I know I need to mention, you said social media, so listeners, be sure to look for at the Giving Manger, just like it sounds, on Facebook and Instagram, right? Those are those the that, and then your website is thegivingmanger.com if you want to find out more about this. But really, is there anything else that you especially want to share with our listeners today, ladies?
I think one fun thing that we figured out last year was that we calculated the number of Giving Manger sets that we sold and how many pieces of straw were in each. And just that Christmas season alone, there were 5 million acts of kindness if every piece of straw was put in a manger. And we're just a small company, you know, we're not, but you know, you think, wow, like what? It just is like the most amazing feeling to know that that many people were inspired to serve others. And I, to us, that feels so big. And we're so grateful for all the people who have just supported us and who are loving doing this in their homes as much as we are, because really it's changed our life forever. And we feel just so close to all of the families around us that are doing it as well.
That is so perfect. Thank you so much for sharing. I really am excited to do this with our grandson or watch him do it with his family. And maybe this will be a tradition that our family has lots of Christmas traditions. And I think several of them focus on Jesus, but I think this will be a great way to just even add to it. And so I'm excited again to have this opportunity to speak with you and to know now that it really began with you hearing from the Lord. And I think that's a great lesson for all of us, even though it often comes at what may seem like an inconvenient time in our lives. Those obstacles do not hinder God and His work. So thank you so much, Allison and Lisa, both of you, for being obedient and then for serving families through this, what I see as a really product that's just a blessing. So thank you so much. I have one more thing I would love for you to do, and that's if one of you would take time to pray for our listeners before we close today.
Absolutely, I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to open our hearts and share and feel your closeness and your blessings upon us. And I hope that we all can have open hearts and quiet minds throughout this Christmas season so that we'll see where we can be helpful to others and see other people's needs, and that we can serve them and be there for them, and through Christ's example, have a full Christmas of celebrating His life and the families that we have, and what a blessing that is as well. And bless these blessings to all. I just hope everyone can have a peaceful heart this Christmas, even through everything that we're all going through, and make sure that you realize what others are going through, and keep peace in your heart. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much to both of you again. I appreciate just your hearts and your honest sharing of your story, and then this beautiful set of the Giving Manger. So thank you for that. And listeners, thank you. We always appreciate you and the time that you share with us. So I hope that even after Christmas, you'll watch for more episodes on the Family Matters series on Charisma News.